Joining you on the line this morning is Gareth von Onslen, who is the head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations. Gareth, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Gareth, yeah, I was thinking to myself that maybe in 2019, when I vote again, I'll have the easiest decision to make, because life would have been simpler, because things would have been going smoothly, but this is not the case. And I believe you have done a survey, just looking into the political field in South Africa. Please tell us a bit more about the survey.
Yes, so we did a survey in the last 2 weeks of February. It was around 1,600 registered voters. It was nationally demographically representative, so in other words, it counts for, you know, age, race, gender, location, and it's weighted against the country's demographic profile. And we asked a whole series of questions in that survey, but obviously the ones people are most interested in are those to do with voting intention and some turnout scenarios ahead of the election.
And in terms of these polls, then, look, the results are similar, and they're quite troubling, to say the least, that even though people are recognizing that, you know, the ANC is the cause of all the problems that we have, well, in all these core issues, they still believe that the ANC is still the best party to turn things around. Is this a question of blind loyalty? Why are black voters so loyal to the ANC, yet they're highly dissatisfied as well?
Well, there's a number of complex factors at play. I mean, it's a very good question there. So I think the stat that you're referring to is one of the things we did in the survey was we asked people how satisfied or dissatisfied they are with the ANC government's performance on six core issues, things like healthcare, education, crime, corruption, economic growth. And the majority of all voters said that they were dissatisfied with the ANC's performance on all six issues. Black voters in particular as a group were a little more forgiving. They were a bit more sympathetic on things like education and healthcare, which they thought the ANC government had done some good work on delivering. I mean, minority voters were critical across the board. And then interestingly, when you looked at ANC voters in particular, even ANC voters themselves said that the national government had failed to deliver properly on three of those six issues: economic growth, crime, and corruption. So there is this widespread condemnation of ANC service delivery. And yet at the same time, a whole range of voters do think that, including a lot of ANC voters, that the ANC is best placed to deliver on all these subjects. So you do have this kind of cognitive dissonance where you're deeply unsatisfied with the ANC government's performance, but on the other hand, you think it's the best party to solve the problems. I think Cyril Ramaphosa is partly responsible for some of that. I mean, particularly on something like corruption. Those people who say they're very unhappy with the ANC's performance on corruption are essentially, I think, referring to the last 10 years and Jacob Zuma's tenure. But they feel the ANC is best placed because of Cyril Ramaphosa, and there's now kind of mechanisms in place to fight corruption.
Look, I'll agree with you there, Gareth. I mean, I'm one of those. I'm one of those that have been looking, and I've said even before that we want to see what the developers will be. But, you know, when Cyril Ramaphosa came into power, it was, okay, hang on a minute. Let's wait and see here what's going to be developing. So I can't say I can argue with that statement. That being said, to you listening at home, maybe you want to add your 2 cents. 8:22 minutes now after 5. Good morning to you. We are chatting to Gareth von Onslen, who is the head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations. He was just trying to answer a very difficult question of why are black voters so loyal to the ANC yet highly dissatisfied as well. This is, of course, according to a survey that they conducted. Maybe going back to the survey, Gareth, the voters that you worked with, were they of different age groups, or were they concentrated maybe on an older or maybe younger voter?
No. The one primary requirement we had was that everyone that we did poll must be registered to vote. Because obviously, if you're not registered to vote, you're not going to vote on election day, and your opinion sort of skews the sample. So we only polled registered voters. But within that, we made sure that it was demographically representative, so that it reflected the country's demographic profile in terms of things like age and race and gender and geographic location.
If we talk about the voting along colour lines, maybe from your experience, and you know, you've been gathering the information, is voting along colour lines a thing in South Africa? And if it is it a narrative that we are continuing to change, and are we winning the fight against that?
It absolutely is a factor in South African politics. And I mean, as you intimated earlier, it's definitely one of those complex reasons that I think feeds into this kind of blind party loyalty across the board. So for example, if you look at one of the things we were able to do in the survey was to map the support of each political party by race group. So a party like the EFF, for example, is predominantly black in the nature of its support base. It's 98% black. In fact, it has 0% support amongst whites and Indians, and just 2% support amongst colored voters. The ANC is a bit better. It's 96% black. It has, well, it's not much better, as you can hear, but it has some small support amongst minority groups. The most diverse support was that of the DAs. It has sort of around 25% white, 25% black, quite a large proportion of colored voters, around, I can't remember the exact percentage now, and Indian voters it had around 10%. So it seems to have the most diverse background, but the problem the DA has is when you look at that 30% of black support, it actually only is 8% of all black voters in the country. So while its own support base is quite diverse, it's still struggling to make a breakthrough into the black electorate in a big way.
Gareth, thank you so much for giving us some insights into your world. But before we let you go, maybe also making part of your going away speech is that when we talk of South Africa, we understand where we are. What then becomes the conversation going on into the future?
Well, that's a very general question. I think a lot of the nature of the kind of conversations we're going to have about South African democracy and where it's going are going to be determined by the election results, because if the ANC does manage to win this election and win it fairly comfortably, I mean, there are some scenarios where it gets 60%, I think that's going to have trigger some very complex conversations for the very reasons we've discussed today. How is it possible to hold the ANC properly to account if it can still produce a 60% result after the end of 10 ruinous years like this? And what does that actually mean? And I think the election result is going to generate those kind of conversations.
Gareth, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning, Feather.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, I mean, it's a tough conversation to have. But yes, Gareth van Onselen from the Institute of Race Relations, maybe walking us through the conversation.